welcome to Rock Strikes 10, the show guaranteed to always give you 10 songs, no more, no less. My name is Joey, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show here today, whether you're doing it on cnjradio.com or you're subscribed on iTunes under the name Rock Strikes 10, of course. Thank you so much, everybody. I truly appreciate it. You are all friends of mine. And this week on Rock Strikes 10, I'm going to revisit a theme that I was like, you know, I need to do another Modern Love show. When was the last time I did that? And I went and checked the archives, and it was episode 4. I was like, oh my goodness, that is unacceptable. That is not the way it should be. So it's time for Modern Love Part 2. It is long overdue. I mean, geez, I mean, this is only like, what, episode 53? And the last time I did it was episode 4. So we've gotten like a whole year without me playing modern rock that I like. So let's change that tonight. Gonna hear all new bands, for lack of a better term, new bands, which means basically bands that could have been from the last decade or so, basically. So that's how it is, you know. And my biggest fear would actually be turning into, like, you know, Eddie Trunk, where it just seems like he lives in this bubble of, you know, this is what I listen to, and I don't venture out. That's the impression that I get. Maybe I'm totally wrong about the man, but, you know, I'd rather be more like a Mark Striegel type or something like that, or, you know, just, you know, I could tell that he actually gives everything a chance. You know, so that's the boat I'm in. And go back and listen to episode 4 if you haven't heard that one yet. There's a lot of great bands on there. So let's do the next crop of Rock Strikes 10 approved modern bands. So here we go. Going to play a lot of different styles on the show here tonight. So should be a lot of fun. Let's get to it. First band. I'm sure you've at least heard of this band. They've been pretty big time for at least the last 5 or 6 years, like on a major, major scale. They're known around the world. They've won massive awards, and they deserve them. You'll hear them on modern radio, even. So what is this band that has crossed over here to my taste buds? Talking about a band called Muse. Great band if you haven't heard them. They're from Teignmouth, Devon, England. That'd be nice to know if I have any listeners in Teignmouth, if I'm even pronouncing it right, right? You know, g'day, mate! So, anyway, all comedy aside, very talented band. I'm going to tell you about the first time I actually heard them. Like, I'd heard about them for years. I used to work in a record store. For some stupid-ass reason, I never gave them a chance because I judged them by the people asking for them, which is not the best thing to do every time. Sometimes it is. Insane Clown Posse is a great example of that. But Muse, despite that they had some, like, you know, hipster fans and you know, just people, I'm like, I wouldn't hang out with you, blah, blah, blah. You know, we all do that, whether we admit it or not. But Muse broke through to that other side for me. Weirdly enough, I was listening to Sirius, back in 06, probably, 06 or 07, and it was a guest DJ hour or two. And one of my all-time faves, Mr. Scott Ian, was hosting, and he picked possibly the greatest 2 hours of music radio ever. Tons of stuff that I loved, and it was like, wow, I didn't think anybody else liked this. And yeah, I remember he played, you know, Bon Scott AC/DC stuff, he played Black Rose by Thin Lizzy, he played New Noise by Refuse, and of course they covered that years later. So that was a sign of things to come. You know, just a great, consistent hour. I remember writing the list down while he was playing it because I was like, oh, this is great. I got to put this, like, on a collection or something. So I have the list somewhere. I'll try to find it. But he played this song by Muse. And the way he introduced Muse to me was he was saying that Charlie Benante, the drummer of Anthrax, got him into listening to Muse. He said, if you've given up on Radiohead, and I had at the time, check this band out. They're like Radiohead, but like with a metal influence. And I was like, oh, here we go. Let's see what this sounds like. So he played this song, and I was sold, and I haven't looked back. So I hope to see him live at some point. They don't massively tour the States because they're in such demand all over the world, and they tend to not come to Dallas as much. I mean, like, the last time they came here, they were opening for U2 at Cowboy Stadium, and I'm not going to pay U2 prices to see Muse play an opening band set. And I missed the Fort Worth headlining show. No excuse there. Just a bad time to be broke in my life once again. That's a concert memory that didn't happen, unfortunately. But Let's just get to the music here, man. I've been blabbing long enough. This is the first Muse song I ever heard. And here we go. This is Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
right, that was Muse with Stockholm Syndrome from their 2003 album, Absolution. Yes, going all the way back to 2003. Yeah, like, this is not a modern rock show for most people, but it is to guys like me. Hey, get on board, right? You know, it's getting to the point where that band's getting so popular, it's not even close to being a hipster band anymore. They just play really great rock and roll. And I know I played them on one of the live episodes that I did a few months back, something from their Harp live album. I would highly recommend getting that. It's a CD, DVD. Watching their performance from Wembley is just damned awe-inspiring. Even if you're not familiar with the band's catalog at all, it will keep you thoroughly entertained because they're that good of musicians and great stage. You know, just a good show. I highly recommend. Moving on to the next band here. This is a band all the way on the other side of North America for me. A band from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. A band called Danko Jones. Now, I am new to the Danko Jones party, but I'm very embarrassed about that, actually, because these guys have been around since the mid-90s. You know, I was just going through their bio. I like reading off... I like finding out about bands they played with and stuff like that. Some good names come up on their touring roster, like New Bomb Turks, Nashville Pussy, Blunt Redhead, Turbo Negro, Sepultura, The Bronx. That's a good representation of if you like that kind of adventurous rock music, you're going to like Danko Jones. I'm really into this song right now, so I'm going to play it for you here on the show. This one's all the way back from 2003 once again. An album called We Sweat Blood. I just recently obtained this. And on the reissue, actually, there were some additional tracks, and this is one of them. But this is my favorite song on the album. It just kicks ass for me. So here you go. This is Danko Jones with Lover Call.
Call, baby. Fellas. Oh, and you gotta act right. You see, no woman in the right mind's gonna waste her time if you ain't on time. Let's not talk about how I know that. I'm just here to pass down what I know to you. You see, when I was growing up, I got the inside scoop. I used to watch all the older fellas work down the block. That's right, when they used to work, I used to watch. And when I watched, I learned the lover call, baby. If you wanna do it right. Lick it up side to side. Maybe we can do it for a night. Don't hold me back. Hold me back. Woo! Yeah. That's right, I love it when I love a call. Do you like the lover call?
right, that was Danko Jones with Lover Call. Feel free to rewind and listen to that like 6 times in a row like I always do when it comes up. Great track, and I just recently read an article about Danko Jones. I think it was in Classic Rock Magazine. That would make total sense. But talking about the guy, Danko Jones is the name of the singer as well and guitar player in the band. They're a power trio, by the way. And he was talking about coming up in the Canadian scene at the time. It was all what later became, you know, the big indie rock wave of the early 2000s. And apparently, like, they knew all those bands. I think Broken Social Scene is one of them. You know, bands like that, basically. Or similar to that, if I'm wrong about that exact connection. But basically, I felt the guy's pain in that article. It completely resembled my time at the record store, you know, from 99 to 2006. That was the era of massive indie rock and stuff like that, you know, indie rock on major labels, which is always funny to me, but, you know, whatever. They built their own empire, I understand that. But a band like Danko Jones coming up in Toronto, where it's all those new indie bands coming up, and they're the only, like, rock band, and that had to be terribly frustrating for him, because I know it was for me. Felt like the only guy sometimes, so another reason to like that band a lot, and I think Danko has forever endeared himself to me with the quote that indie rock people are afraid of rock and roll music. Oh, it's so true, it's so true. Just, yeah. Anyway, moving on. Before I get into a ton of trouble, gonna move all the way over to California with a great power pop band. If you're a fan of bands like Weezer and even like The Cars and stuff like that, little Big Star, you know, I think you would really like this band. They write really catchy tunes. They're not incredibly heavy, but you don't always have to be. It's a great example of that. Of course, you know, California going to have some Beach Boys influence too. This song actually isn't completely representative of... This song actually isn't like... most of their songs. They usually write a little more laid-back stuff, but always very cool and catchy, and always has a nice beat to it. I actually picked this song because it is one of my favorite songs by the band, and since I call these episodes Modern Love, the first time I heard this song, like, the whole rhythm section part completely reminded me of Modern Love by David Bowie, so I figured it was apropos that I play it on this episode. So here you go. This is Rooney with When Did Your Heart Go Missing?
I have you and you have me.
All right, that was Rooney with When Did Your Heart Go Missing off of their second album, Calling the World. Yeah, Rooney is from Los Angeles, and yes, they did name themselves after Ed Rooney from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That has been confirmed. That album, Calling the World, that I pulled that song off of, their sophomore album, they ran into massive label problems almost right off the bat. They had a pretty popular first album. They had a big radio song with it called Blue Side. You might have heard that one. It was very Beach Boys. And they went in to do the second album. But basically, they had to re-record this album 3 times before the label said, okay, we'll put it out, which is complete crap. I mean, there's no way that some of these other batch of songs maybe didn't sound any different from the other ones, and a lot of these songs still made it from those original sessions. Major labels are very stupid like that sometimes. But Rooney's a great band. And yeah, they made them re-record the album over and over again, and then they still didn't push it. That's a good job, label guys. Way to make that investment pay off for you there. So, you know, how does a song like that not make it on the radio? Thank you. And more than half of that album is as good or better than that. But that's a fun song right there. So check out some Rooney. They have 3 albums out now at this point. They're self-titled, that one, Calling the World, and Eureka, which came out a couple of years ago. So, moving on. I know my Lady Nola is a big Rooney fan, and I know she's a massive fan of this band. So much so that she's actually an investor for the band. This band recently did one of those Kickstarter programs, to which she put in enough money to actually get listed in the thanks and on the poster and on the t-shirt. I thought that was pretty cool of them to do that. A band we've met multiple times, super cool people, and in spite of all of that, they write some really fun, awesome music. Talking about a band called the Dolly Rots. Let's get into some Dolly Rots here. Once again, I was listening to Sirius one day, listening to the great Little Stevens Underground Garage channel, and I heard this song. There you go. This is the Dolly Rots with Because I'm Awesome.
Tell you how
All right, that was the Dolly Rots with Because I'm Awesome. And if they don't use that song in the Kick-Ass sequel next year, then somebody's not doing their job. But that's actually a re-recorded version of it from this year, 2012. The original version came out 5 years ago on their album called Because I'm Awesome. I recommend both things for sure. Go to dollyrots.com and buy their album direct from them. I'm sure they'll throw in a bunch of cool free shit for you because they are awesome like that. And that version from the new album just called The Dolly Rots. So go check it out. Good stuff. Real positive music. So, yeah. They're good people, of course. You know, I'm... All right. Really fun band, of course. The Dolly Rots. The next band I'm going to play for you here is close to my neck of the woods as far as their origin goes. A band from Austin, Texas called Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Real crazy name, right? You know, for you longtime listeners, you've heard this band. I played them last year on my Fun Fest Pity Party episode. Just a super cool band. I saw them a few years ago open up for the New York Dolls, and they blew me away. One of the best opening acts I've seen in quite a long time. They are into the blues, they are into punk rock, they are into rockabilly, regular rock and roll. They take all those hodgepodge styles and they make it one beautiful thing. And just fun, you know. And you know, if they come to your town, go see them. They will sell you right away. I remember they even the first album out, and so they played a couple of cover songs. This will give you an idea of their range of styles. The two songs that they did were James Brown's "I Don't Mind" and The Stooges' "I Feel All Right." So there you go, right there. Do I need to say any more? This is from the first full-length Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears album called Tell Them What Your Name Is. This song's called Get Your Shit.
We ready right now. God damn. I said there couldn't be one thing going wrong. That crazy ass girl of mine, let me go up in here and see what's wrong with her this time. Went up in the house, she's sitting there looking all crazy. I said, what's wrong, baby? She said, you don't love me. I said, you know I love you. She said, no, you don't. You stay out all night with your friends drinking and carrying on. Don't even think to call me and let me know where you at. I said, well, hold on, baby. Let me tell you one more time. Maybe you believe me. So I told her something like this. She said, you don't even buy me presents. Yeah, I did. I bought you a box of chicken, but I ate it on the way home. She said, you don't even know my name. I said, yeah, it's Melissa. She said, no, dumbass, it's Roxanne. Spell it out for me. I was like, damn, man. So hold on. So I had to tell her something like this. Come on, baby, you can come back inside. I love you. I can't say no to you. I knew she couldn't, and I thought we was gonna make some love, but I heard a knock at the door. Man, goddamn, who is it, man?
I apologize for knocking so hard. This is APD. We're looking for Black Joe Lewis.
Hold on, man, he's in the back. Let me go get him for you. Someone's in the back of the house, man. And she was sitting there. She said, where you going? I said, baby, I got to go.
All right, that was Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears with Get Yo Shit from their album. Tell them what your name is. Also check out their latest album called Scandalous. Even better production on that one. And I played Mustang Ranch from that on the Fun 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 Fest episode. So go check that out as well. That's a great record. One of the best of last year. And a band that is contending for one of the better albums of this year. I'm going to play you a band from Cincinnati, Ohio, close to Adam Arthur's neck of the woods there. A band called Foxy Shazam. You might be familiar with them. They've been kind of making the rounds lately, touring their butts off, getting a lot of good shows out there. Basically, all you need to know about Foxy Shazam is if you like to have fun, plus liking a band like The Darkness wouldn't hurt either. They have major ties to that band. Matter of fact, Justin Hawkins from The Darkness co-wrote and produced their latest album. So I'm going to play a song from that. It's called The Church of Rock and Roll. Great title. This is Foxy Shazam with Last Chance at Love. That was Ohio's own Foxy Shazam with Last Chance at Love from their latest album, The Church of Rock and Roll. Welcome to the Church of Rock and Roll? Yeah, I think that's what it's called. One of those two. But either way, it's pretty easy to find. Go check it out. Like I said, we'll see where that winds up on the year-end list, but I think it'll be pretty up there. And moving on to the next band. This is a band that actually was born out of a breakup where basically, the band At The Drive-In split up into two different bands. One was called Sparta, and then the better half was called the Mars Volta. Great band. for you classic rock guys that are into the more proggy side of things, you know, your Rushes and stuff like that, your King Crimsons especially, you're going to love this band. Very cool band, great arrangements, always interesting. It's one of those bands you got to listen to the album top to bottom or you're just not going to get it. I love that there's still bands out there doing those kind of things. This is one of my favorite songs by them, and also one of the shorter ones, which is another reason why I'd want to play it here on the show. But from 2006, their album called Amputexture, this is Vermicide. That was the Mars Volta with Vermicide from their 2006 album called Amputexture. Just having fun with the notes here. Vermicide actually is any substance used to kill worms, especially those in the intestines, or the act of killing worms. Little bit of education on the show here this week. That's about as much as you're going to get, at least on a scholastic level. So I hope you enjoyed that. Hope you give them a chance. Like I said, they write some crazy involved albums. They have about 6 albums out right now, and they just put out a new one this year, so go check the lot of it out. I think France is the Mute. Their second album might still be their best one, but this new one's really good too, which is called Nocturnicate. So they like a good play on words. Very highly original band, great musicians. We like that kind of thing. Moving on, next band is a band from Sweden that I've played on the show at least 2 or 3 times. No stranger to the show. It's going to be an obvious one for me here. Going to play a band called Ghost. And I've talked enough about Ghost, but just in case you're a new listener, Ghost is a band from Sweden that play heavy metal music with a twist. They look like a death metal or black metal band because the entire band dresses up in druid cloaks and the lead singer dresses like a dark pope. Kind of looks like, if you need a visual reference, if you just don't have Google nearby or something, the singer looks like what Otis does towards the end of House of a Thousand Corpses with the white and black makeup, dark pope stuff, dangling the candle on stage. Okay, completely 100% satanic band, whether you believe them or not, their lyrics are 100% in the business of Satanism and the devil, yet the style in which they write it in is like catchy 70s classic rock, a la Blue Oyster Cult is the band they get compared to the most for good reason. And you will hear it on this track, in addition to the other 2 tracks I've played before. So here you go. They need a second album out really soon, because I heard it's coming out soon, I just don't have a date, and I've just been, you know, chomping at the bit for it. So until then, this is Ghost with Stand By Him.
Power is the greatest one. Oh.
right, that was Ghost with Stand By Him. You can find that on their one and only album so far called Opus Eponymous. Just a great album. The best new metal band I have heard in a decade. Hands down. So, writing memorable tunes and having that melody, that goes a long way for me. Proof positive. No matter what you do. So, also, I was looking over this during the song, and according to one of their interviews, the album is coming out by the end of the year. We'll see. It was reported in the spring that they were working on and Logan, you'll love this, they're working up a cover of ABBA's I'm a Marionette. So, looking forward to that no matter what they do, but that would be a bonus. Speaking of covers, go check out their cover of Here Comes the Sun, which was on the import version of Opus Eponymous. Just go to YouTube and type in Ghost, Here Comes the Sun. It is one of the best covers you will ever hear, period. So hopefully I can rip the audio and play it on the show. Damn import versions and bonus tracks at big box stores and iTunes. I hate that stuff so much, but I'm going to save that rant for another episode. I'm going to do something about it too, by the way. That's going to be one of my goals here. Long-term goals. Rock Strikes Tim will provide public service, let's just say, in the future. Moving on to the next song here. This guy has been around, actually, for a while, but if you're going to use the word chameleon, this guy has it in spades. This is a guy that's been able to stay in the hard rock and heavy metal realm, but managed to always redefine what he does. And that's just pure damn talent right there. A guy from Canada called Devin Townsend. Now, the first time I heard of him actually was in the early 90s because he wound up being Steve Vai's lead singer in his new Vai project, the Sex and Religion album, which is a great album if you haven't heard it. And just think of it this way. Like, at one time, and the band on that Sex and Religion album, you got Steve Vai, of course, on lead guitar and some vocals. This new kid, Devin Townsend, on lead vocals. And you have T.M. Stevens and Terry Bozzio as the rest of the band. I mean, that's a ridiculous lineup right there. And in retrospect, it's even cooler, because no one knew who Devin was at the time. And now, if they put that band together, people will be, like, going nuts. So, hey, let's have a Vai reunion. Come on, guys, let's make that happen. But for now, I mean, this guy, he had a band in the aughts called Strapping Young Lad, and they did really well. Ever since he's gone solo from that, he's just been putting out music at a breakneck pace. It's completely hard to keep up on my end here, but I'm trying, slowly but surely. The Devin Townsend Project is the name of his current band, which obviously is just a major solo band there. Put out an album called Addicted a couple of years ago, I think back in 2009. And, you know, all the reviews are like heavy, but a lot of commercial appeal to it. I hear, you know, of course there's a lot of metal influence. I hear tons of like J-pop in there and, you know, just thrash, but he just puts all these crazy styles together and he makes it work. Like I said, that is pure talent right there. So tell me what you think. This is an example of that. This is one of the more poppy songs he's ever put out, but I really like it a lot. So here you go. This is the Devin Townsend Project with Bend It Like Bender.
Oh,
right, there you go. That was the Devin Townsend Project with Bend It Like Bender from the 2009 album called Addicted. Go check that out. And he's only probably put out about 7 albums since then. So Devin Townsend, true artist. Go check out his stuff. Prolific, yet quality. And moving on, the last song. And I saved this song for the last song of the night because it's such a huge song. And I know, kill me, I've come out and saying that I really like this band now in the past. I'm surprised I didn't get shit for it, actually, but that's cool. We're all friends here on Rock Strikes 10. The last band I'm going to play for you here is a band from New Jersey, Jersey City, to be exact. Band that I used to hate on principle, and I've heard their latest 2 albums, and I'm sold on them now. I don't think there's any going back for me here. Talking about a band called My Chemical Romance. Yes, I am a My Chemical Romance fan now. And I played a song of theirs off of this same album a few months ago, and I urge you to check the record out. If you haven't yet, go get their latest one called Danger Days, The True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys. It is a great record. If you like classic-sounding, overproduced rock and roll, this is the album for you. I can't stop listening to it. This album is 2 years old already. Waiting for a new one, if they can only go up at this point, hopefully. So here you go. This is My Chemical Romance with The Kids from Yesterday.
You made to be, 'cause you only live for.
All right, that was My Chemical Romance with the Kids from Yesterday. Very Heroes-esque David Bowie type stuff there. And that really, one of the things that sold me on them, that had me said, I'll finally listen to these guys, was that the lead singer Gerard Way posted this playlist online. I think it was actually from a Rolling Stone issue, and giving it up for classic glam rock. And he not only picked some of the obvious things like Ziggy Stardust and All the Young Dudes and stuff like that, he gave it up for like Alice Cooper's Clones and some T-Rex and some other stuff that I wouldn't have expected out of someone who's a poser. He's obviously not one. And, you know, I heard their iTunes celebrity podcast, and they just have really good taste in music, and now it finally starts to show in their own records. So I appreciate that. I'm going to stick with them and see what happens from here. Like I said, go check out that Danger Days record. It's really good. And that's all I could say for now. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show here this week. I hope you enjoyed Modern Love Volume 2. There'll be a Volume 3 sooner than later. I won't wait a whole year to do it. So just got to find some more new bands that I want to give that stamp of approval to. So for now, these guys are stamped with it. Go support their music. Go buy your albums legally. I think the bands would appreciate it. I'm not going to try to get too preachy, but I do legitimately purchase like 99% of my music for sure. So there you go. And I'm broke. So thanks for tuning in. Please go to cnjradio.com. You'll find the links to the Facebook, the Twitter, and the personal email, joey@cnjradio.com. Drop me a line. Let me know that you listen to the show. I would appreciate it. Thanks for putting up with my begging at the top of the show. And that's going to do it. We got some fun shows coming up for the rest of the month. I've got it all lined up, because it has to be lined up at this point, because I will be out of town at the end of the month into the beginning of the month. Let you know what's going on soon. Until then, thanks for tuning in. Listen, like, and share. Have fun.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is a sound that's made by worms.